بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الترغيب في الخلق الحسن وفضله وترهيب من الخلق السيء وذمه. This is a chapter encouraging good character and the virtues of good character and warning against a person having bad manners and criticizing a person with bad manners. عن النواس بن سمعان رضي الله عنه قال سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن البر والإثم. حضرت نواس بن سمعان رضي الله عنه says he asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم about kindness, goodness and sin. فقال البر حسن الخلق. So رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that kindness, goodness, piety is to be well-mannered, to have good character. According to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what the sunnah teaches us to be good, then that will be good. Not generally what society says is good. Courtesy in society might be against the shariat, that a person's, another person's wife, you must shake her hand, you must smile at her. So they might regard that to be good manners. And you're being rude if you don't do that. So in Islam, what is good character and good manners according to the laws of Islam, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالْإِثْمُ مَا حَاكَ فِي صَدْرِكَ. And sin is what troubles a person's heart. A person that has a qalb salim, a pure heart, he's not corrupted society. Sometimes a person is corrupted, then he will look at evil as good, and good as evil. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, what will be your condition, O Abu Dharr, when that time will come, when good will be looked at as evil, and evil will be looked upon as something good. So this person has that qalb salim, he is inclined towards goodness. So his heart will tell him that what you are doing now is wrong, you're doing something wrong. Then his heart will be able to discern, because his heart is illuminated with the noor of iman. Someone's iman is there, but it's very, very dull. Heart is rusted. The rust of sin and evil, they have clouded his heart, so he won't be able to see what is right and wrong. He will need someone to advise him and to show him what is right and what is wrong. Certain things are glaring and certain things are subtle. So he might not be able to discern. But there are certain pious people, al-ithmu mahaka fi sadrik, even afterwards it troubles them that I said something, I shouldn't have said it. I did something, I shouldn't have done that. I behaved in a certain way, I shouldn't have behaved in a certain way. Even the treatment of animals, later on it will trouble him that I treated that animal cruelly, I shouldn't have treated the animal in that way. So this shows that this person's heart is illuminated with the light of iman. وَكَرِهْتَ أَن يَطَّنِعَ عَلَيْهِ النَّاسِ. And another sign of a sin is that you don't want people to come to know about it. So if you did something and you don't want people to come to know about it, then you know then that definitely that is something wrong and that is sinful. So here in this hadith, to summarize, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that goodness and piety is to have good manners and good character, but not according to the norms of the West or the society, according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is regarded to be good manners. And sin is what will trouble the heart, and you don't want people to come to know about it, and that is something sinful, you should abstain from it.